New Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was one of the more controversial cabinet nominees by President Trump. But now that she's been approved by the Senate and has begun her duties, she's focusing more on some of her priorities. One of those appears to be community colleges, which she talked about in her first speech on higher education last week. With me to talk about Secretary DeVos and her potential impact on community colleges is Chancellor Maria Harper Marinick of the Maricopa County Community College District. Chancellor, what did you make of Secretary DeVos's positive words about community colleges?
I certainly feel that anytime anyone in a position like the one that she holds now recognizes publicly the work that community colleges do, the importance of what we do for the community and for the nation, in our case, for the state of Arizona, I always believe that's a positive. Many times the other components of the education system get recognized before community colleges do. So I was pleased to see her comment.
She is someone that people are going to listen to, certainly on this issue. Are there policy changes that, from a national standpoint, that you would like to see that you think potentially could be really strong points for the community colleges?
Well, the couple of things that all community colleges are actually hoping to see, one of them would be the availability of the Pell Grants year-round for students. Our students, as you may know, come part-time and need flexibility, and many of them need to come in the summer because they're part-time students. So having that opportunity to access financial aid in the form of a Pell Grant also for their summer coursework, that would be something that we welcome, that we would like to see happen. Also, we in the past have relied on federal funding for workforce training. So anything that is in the form of grants or funding that is specific to any of the occupational areas that we offer could be STEM-related or it could be energy-related. I think that will be important for us, too, that source of funding doesn't dry out or doesn't get eliminated because it has been put to good use. In our state, we have some great programs in place that are recognized nationally as important pathways to employment, and we have relied on federal grants to get them going, you know, at the inception of the program. So that would be important to us.
With the work you do and the other community colleges, community college presidents or chancellors around the country that you may come across, that you may meet with, is it important to remind, let's say, the education department as things go by, if in fact they don't follow up quite as quickly? Is it important to, I don't want to say hold their feet to the fire, but make sure that they're following up on some of the words that Secretary DeVos said?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And work happens at the national level. We are well represented by some of the national organizations. Many of the community college CEOs are very engaged, including myself, at a national level. So I think it's very important. We've had some strong voices in the Department of Education in the past, especially the past administration. They brought in people that were former community college presidents and chancellors, and I think having that kind of voice is important because it reminds them more than I would remind them by showing up, you know, to a meeting. But when you have people working in the U.S. Department of Ed who know what it is to work at a community college, people who know firsthand the students and the needs and the importance of having the colleges serve the business community, I think all of us would be very supportive of that. So, but if that doesn't happen, then I think it falls on those of us who are leading systems and colleges to make sure that our voice is heard and that it's heard clearly.
As we hear some of the changes potentially in immigration policy, how could that affect this district and other community colleges around the country? Are you concerned or are you just watching closely?
Well, for now, we're watching closely because there has been no change in a policy that impacts the colleges directly. But should they make changes, for example, to DACA-related policies, then that would have an impact, obviously, on the colleges. So for now, is watching. There's no decision that has been made in Washington that is impacting the policies of the colleges directly. But we're watchful, you know, alert, and as changes are proposed, we're working diligently to understand what the potential implications will be for our system.
Maria Harper Marinick is Chancellor of the Maricopa County Community College District. Chancellor, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much.
KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District.